Russ Evans, Pat Roney Jr. with you. This is Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. And joining us now on the line is U.S. Olympic swimmer Dara Torres. She's a Parkland resident and a Florida Gator, and she has just got finished competing in her fifth career Olympic Games out in Beijing, and she joins us now. Dara, good morning to you. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes.
No problem. My pleasure.
We are very excited to talk to you, and you are one of the great stories of this recently completed Olympics, along with Michael Phelps and Sean Johnson and Nastia Lukin. At the age of 41, you competed in your fifth career Olympic Games. It began for you way back in 1984 in Los Angeles. You also competed in 88, 92, and 2000, and you won three silver medals in Beijing. Congratulations to you. What have these last few months been like for you?
Well, it's been a blast. In fact, I had someone the other day tell me it looks like I knocked off about 5-10 years off my looks, because I've been hanging around 18-year-olds for the past 2 months. So, it's been so much fun. It was such a great experience, and you know, everyone asked me what you learned from this Olympics, but you know, it's just I think you just see things differently through the eyes of a 41-year-old than you do from my first Olympics when you were 17 years old. So it's just you appreciate things more, and you kind of take in the experience a little differently.
Well, Dara, I want to get a shameless plug in here. My kids go to Rosarian, and where I know you went to school, and they're all still pumped down there for that. But I got to ask you about the silver medals that you won in this Olympics, specifically the one that you lost the gold by, you know, the 0.01 fingernail or whatever everybody says. As I'm sure during the time of it, you're like, hey, I'm just glad I'm here, and to win a silver is unbelievable. But now that a little time has passed, how frustrating is it to lose by that margin?
I think it was the other way around. I think I was frustrated when I first lost, and now that I've kind of thought about it a little bit and you know, seen my race and seen that there really was nothing else I could have done, I'm not as frustrated. But right after, I was really just, you know, I kept going over and over in my head, like, what could I have done? It's just a hundredth of a second. You know, you can't even blink that fast. And, you know, there's really nothing I could have done. So now the frustration's kind of gone. I just, accepted. And, I mean, a silver medal for a 41-year-old, I guess, isn't too bad.
Hell yeah. I'll echo those sentiments. Dara Torres joining us here on the line. The first American swimmer to compete in five Olympic Games, 1984, 1988, 92, 2000, and then 2008. I noticed there's gaps in there. What happened in 96 and 2004?
I did not want to get near a pool. My swimsuits were hanging up to dry during those years. You know, you go through phases. I always feel like when you're so intense into swimming, when you're sort of at the end of your career, either you'll keep going and swim masters or you won't even get near the water. And I was one of those people that just didn't want to get near the water. The only thing I'd do is, like, go in the ocean and play around with my nieces and nephews, but that was about it.
I don't think people understand what it takes to compete at that level. As an Olympian, I mean, obviously, it goes without saying you're competing against the best in the world, and you are the best that America has to offer. But, I mean, as far as a routine, like, for instance, this last year leading up to the Olympics, what was your daily routine like?
Well, I actually didn't, as far as the swimming part goes, I didn't do as much in the water that I used to do. I used to swim 9 workouts a week, and I dropped down about 5 because as you get older, as you guys may know, your body needs a little more recovery and a little more rest. So that dropped off a little bit. It was still intense, but not as much yardage. But the dry land exercises increased. I worked with Andy O'Brien of the Florida Panthers, and he geared my weight program, and it was sort of a lengthy weight program, but it wasn't about lifting heavy weights. It was about being efficient in the gym, so you'll be efficient in the water. And it was just different exercises I've ever done. And then I worked with some stretching trainers, Ann and Steve, and they stretched me 3 days a week after my training for recovery, and before and after each one of my races, even at the Olympic Games, I brought them. So that was pretty intense, because it's about 2 hours of stretching, and it's resistive stretching. So you're just not sitting there and they're, you know, twisting your arm back. You're resisting against them throughout the whole 2 hours. So, the dry land exercise, I think, really helped a lot also.
Sounds painful to me, Pat.
They twist you like a pretzel.
Hey, Dara, obviously, I'm sure you've been asked, you know, are you thinking about London in 2012? And if you are, when do you make that final determination, or do you think this was it?
Well, the good thing is that I'm not in that phase where I don't want to get near the water. So, I've gotten in a couple times since I swam my last race just for exercise, and actually I have shoulder surgery last week, but once I heal from that, I'm going to get back in and swim for exercise, and then by the end of the year, I'll decide if I want to at least keep swimming for this year. I think I have to go on a year-to-year basis, because the other two times that I made comebacks in 2000, I only swam a year before those Olympics, and in this for this Olympics, I swam about a little less than 2 years before this Olympics, so I don't think I can go 4 years straight of training, but you know, I'm going to play it by ear, and if I do continue to swim, my next goal would be the World Championships in Rome in the summer.
U.S. Olympic swimmer Dara Torres joining us here on the line. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Dara just completed winning 3 silver medals in Beijing last week. 12 career Olympic medals for Dara throughout 5 Olympic Games. 4 golds, 4 silvers, and 4 bronzes. So you got 4 of everything there. And, of course, she's a Parkland resident, so she's now back in South Florida for the last couple of weeks. Just had the shoulder surgery, so I guess you're kind of on the shelf for a little while in regards to everything athletic. But when you get healed, what kind of golfer are you? How much golf do you play?
You know, before I started playing golf, you know, you're used to being in sports where the top person usually is the top person in most meets. And so I could never understand in golf, like, why there were so many different winners in different events. Like, why couldn't the same person, you know, this is obviously before Tiger Woods, like, could win. And he doesn't win every single tournament. Until, so I didn't understand it until I actually got out there and started to play and realized that you have to put this little ball in this little hole way, way far away. And it wasn't as easy as it looked. So I don't know. You know, I think the best I've shot on about 9 holes is about a 38 or 39.
That's good.
But I'm a sprinter, you know. Give me 9 holes, I'm fine. But 18 holes, it's like, come on, let's just get this over with already. So I don't think I've matured enough to have the patience to do 18 holes yet.
So you're not what we would call a golf addict yet. You like the mental aspect of it, but you're not.
I don't like to walk the course. I'd die if I walked the course. I mean, you'd think with all the exercise I do, it'd be great. But I'm like fast-paced kind of stuff, and so it's very slow, and I need to have a little more patience, I think. But I stopped playing when I was about 4 months pregnant, and then I got back into swimming and really haven't played that much since. I live in Parkland Golf Country Club and used to live right on the driving range, so right at where you actually, you know, put your ball down and hit the ball. So I was about 20 yards away, but we moved and now we're on the course somewhere. And I think once my shoulder heals, I'll get out there and hit a few balls and see how I can, if I can still hold a golf club, you know.
Well, I was going to ask you, Dara, because, you know, with the Rosarian connection, do you know Michelle McGann? And if so, have you taken any tips from her?
No, I used to play with Dave Pesikov. He used to teach me over at the President's Club. So that's the only golf lessons I've ever had. So I definitely need to hook up with someone and take some lessons, or, you know, at least learn how to hold the club again.
Well, maybe you and Michael Phelps will be getting together for lessons, because Michael mentioned after the Olympics that he said now he's got a lot of time to play golf and take a break from the pool. Did you hear him say that?
Oh, my gosh. I cannot see him playing golf. You know how they say you can't take a fish out of water? I think that's the case with Michael. But we'll see. I don't know, you know.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It was a great story, as I mentioned. This entire Olympics was great, especially when you think of all the great American stories. Yourself, Michael Phelps, Nastia Lukin, and Sean Johnson, and the Olympic beach volleyball teams, both the men and the women, won the gold medals, and the indoor Olympic volleyball teams won the golds as well. It was a fabulous story, and we're so glad that you were a part of it. As a hometown girl, a South Floridian, and a Florida Gator, so a lot of connections there. Thank you so much, Dara, for joining us, and
my
continued
pleasure.
Success to you.
Thanks, guys.
There she is, Dara Torres, joining us on the line.